Hey everybody, welcome into another edition of the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you talking Florida Panthers hockey as always on a Saturday morning. And we've got a lot coming your way over the course of the next hour. Of course, coming up this segment, we will be recapping the week that was. Couple of big Panthers wins, some big news. We'll get to all that coming up in just a moment. Sergei Bobrovsky making some history as well. Panthers coming off a nice win over the Rangers a couple of nights ago. We'll get to all that coming up in just a few moments. Of course, the Panthers are on the road to take on the New York Islanders tonight at 7:30. We're on the air with Panthers Preview beginning at 7 p.m. If you're tuned in Miami-Dade and Broward counties, 96.5 WPOW FM HD2 is your place to find us, but you can find us elsewhere across the Panthers Radio Network presented by Baptist Health on our Palm Beach home, 1230 The Gambler, also on Real Radio 92 1 up in the Palm Beaches, Real Radio 101.7 on the Treasure Coast, 100.3 Thunder Country in the Florida Keys. Lots of different places you can tune in to tonight's game. You can get the Panthers app as well. Hit that radio button in the top right corner and get our broadcast each and every game. So the Panthers continuing their road trip, looking to make it back-to-back wins. They're taking on the Islanders tonight at 7:30. The road trip continues with the Panthers making their way to Buffalo for a game on Monday night at 7, and then for the Panthers, it's overseas to Finland. Friday, 2 o'clock Eastern, Saturday, noon Eastern. We'll have you covered from Finland across the Panthers Radio Network, and the Panthers will be back home coming up on Thursday, November 7th against the Nashville Predators at 7 p.m. at Amerant Bank Arena. You can get your tickets by going to floridapanthers.com, SeatGeek.com, or by calling 954-835-PUCK. And when you come out to Amerant Bank Arena, you want to make sure you have all the best Panthers gear. FLATeamShop.com is the place to go for all the latest Panthers merchandise. You can check out Pantherland at Amerant Bank Arena or at the Baptist Health Iceplex at the FTL War Memorial. Again, you want to make sure you have all the best Panthers gear. Reminder, folks, you can join the 93 Society email club. Stay up to date on all things Florida Panthers. Be the first to know about special ticket offers, exclusive events, and so much more. Sign up now at floridapanthers.com. And groups of 10 or more can enjoy special savings with our group ticketing options for this season. Organize your next outing at Amerant Bank Arena and enjoy VIP experiences at a Panthers game this season. Secure your exclusive fan experience today. FloridaPanthers.com/groups is where to go. So the Panthers in the midst of a road trip, returning home on the 7th of November. Coming up next segment, we'll visit with Jamison Olive from FloridaPanthers.com. He's going to stop by, and of course, you know Jamison from FloridaPanthers.com, the Territory Talk podcast, the second intermission of every Panthers radio broadcast. We'll talk about Thursday's win over the Rangers last time out. We'll talk about some of what's gone on over the course of the week, the Panthers getting healthier. We'll talk about the upcoming road games, tonight's game on Long Island. Lots to get to with Jamison coming up next segment. And then later on in the hour, we'll talk about the Panthers making a trip to West Point yesterday with the Stanley Cup. And also, we'll hear from a couple of the Panthers' Finnish stars about heading over to Finland to play a couple of games Friday and Saturday against the Dallas Stars. I said we had a lot to get to here in the course of this hour, so we're going to get right into it. Going back and taking a look at the week that was since the last time we spoke to you on Panthers Insider. Last week, Saturday, 1 week ago today, the Panthers had a matchup against the Vegas Golden Knights at Amerant Bank Arena. And for the Panthers, it was an overtime win by a 4-3 score. Here are the highlights as they aired on the Panthers Radio Network.
Bobrovsky for Gus Forsling. Panthers look to break it out quickly here. Ekblad, rink wide. In go the Panthers. It's Lundell in front for Ostarine. And then Reinhardt picks it up in a bounce. He scores. Sam Reinhardt put it on Samsonov and into the net. And the Panthers have tied this game and won. Verhaeghe here on the near side. Lundell top of the circle. Verhaeghe in front. They score. What a setup. Sam Bennett, a power play goal. And the Panthers have tied this game at 2. Over on that far side of the ice, Ekblad, long shot from the line, save and rebound, they score, and it's at Tulu Ostarinen, right there to bang it home, and the Panthers have tied the game at 3 with 7:17 to go here in the third.
Come back, Cats, at it again.
Forsling, through center, right side, Reinhardt to the circle, Reinhardt in front, a chance, backdoor feed, and they score! And the Panthers win it in overtime. Gus Forsling was set up right out in front, and the Panthers win it 4-3, the final!
So 1 week ago today, it was a 4-3 overtime win for the Panthers over Vegas. Tuesday night, the Panthers were upended by the Minnesota Wild by a 5-1 score. However, Matthew Tkachuk did return to the Panthers lineup after being out since last appearing on the 10th of October against Ottawa. So it was great to get Matthew Tkachuk back into the Panthers lineup back on Tuesday night. Also, before the game on Tuesday, it was announced that Panthers head coach Paul Maurice received a multi-year contract extension, and post-game, he was asked about it. Here's what Panthers head coach Paul Maurice had to say about getting that contract extension.
I mean, it's an honor, and I'm very thankful and appreciative to the Viola family, not just for their generosity, but really the investment they've made here over the years to have such an incredible program. I want to make sure it's that line born on third that I don't brag about the triple I just hit. This is a really good program when I showed up, really good people. All of them. My experience here over the, and this goes back to 2 years ago when you factor in the Stahl brothers and the Radko Gudishes of the world, have had just an exemplary group of men come through here. And that's the reason why I'm interested in coaching the Florida Panthers for as long as they'll have me, because it's great coming to the rink. You have a tough look at me, growly, and I'm trying to measure my words carefully here a little bit more than I normally would, probably because of today. But we are all performers here. Everybody has a job to do, and I didn't like my job tonight, but I'm still going to love it tomorrow.
The Panthers headed off to New York to begin their 5-game road trip with a matchup against the Rangers on Thursday. It was a rematch of the Eastern Conference Final, the first time the Panthers were back at Madison Square Garden since May 30th, when the Panthers won Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Final. The only trip for the Panthers this season to Madison Square Garden, as a matter of fact. So a big one, two teams with playoff history going head-to-head. This was back on Thursday night. The Panthers picked up a 3-1 win over the New York Rangers, and Sergei Bobrovsky made some history as well. Here are the highlights from Thursday night's win over the Rangers at Madison Square Garden as they aired on the Panthers radio network.
Front of chance, though, and the Panthers score an early goal for the Panthers as Reinhardt sets up Anton Lundell right out in front, and the Panthers take a 1-0 lead 44 seconds in. Up that far side, Riley Smith, a jam at it, held in, Verhaeghe left circle, a shot, he scores, off the post and in, and Carter Verhaeghe gives the Panthers a 2-0 lead. Foot race here, no icing, Forsling will have to make a play, it's stripped away by Panarin, given to Schneider, far circle, a shot blocked, recover shot, save, rebound, oh, what a save made by Bobrovsky on Trocheck, right at the top of the goal crease to stop Trocheck on the rebound. Sergei Bobrovsky protects the one goal Panthers lead with 13:35 to go in the second. Around far side, Tkachuk to the point, it's Kulikov, left side, Mikula shot, tipped out front, they score, and the Panthers take a 3-1 lead. Nico Mikula took the big point shot, it changed course on the way, and the Panthers get that multi-goal lead back. It's 3-1, and it looks like it was Sam Bennett who tipped it out in front, so Sam Bennett's hot start to the season continues. Luostarinen gets it out to the neutral zone, the final seconds tick away, and the Florida Panthers win 3-1 to start their road trip over the New York Rangers tonight at Madison Square Garden. Sergei Bobrovsky, the fastest goaltender in NHL history, to 400 career wins. A big congratulations to Sergei Bobrovsky, the 14th goalie in the history of the National Hockey League to 400 victories. Sergei Bobrovsky and the Panthers, a big showing and a big win here tonight to start the road trip. The Panthers, the first team this season to hand the Rangers a regulation loss. The Panthers get the win here tonight, 3-1 the final.
It was a great 3-1 victory for the Panthers at Madison Square Garden over the Rangers back on Thursday night to kick off their road trip, and some history for Sergei Bobrovsky. 400 victories in the National Hockey League, the fastest goaltender to get to that mark, did it in just 707 games. With Henrik Lundqvist on hand, he previously was the fastest goaltender to get to 400. 400 victories. Took him 727 games to get to 400 wins. Martin Brodeur, Marc-Andre Fleury, Patrick Waugh, Roberto Luongo, Ed Belfour, Henrik Lundqvist, who I mentioned, Curtis Joseph, Terry Sawchuk, Jacques Plante, Tony Esposito, Glenn Hall, Grant Fuhr, Chris Osgood. Now Sergei Bobrovsky. That's the list of goaltenders with 400 or more victories in the National Hockey League. Sergei Bobrovsky, the 14th goaltender in the history of the league to get to 400 wins, and now he has his sights set on Chris Osgood, who finished his great career with 401 victories. So Sergei Bobrovsky, the next time he hits the ice, an opportunity to jump into a tie for 13th on the NHL's all-time goaltending wins list. So Sergei Bobrovsky, congratulations to him once again. A great feat accomplished back on Thursday night in that win over the Rangers. Bobrovsky turned away 24 of 25 shots in the victory. Here are thoughts post-game from Sergei Bobrovsky after he picked up his 400th win in the National Hockey League.
You know, at the moment, I don't think much about that. So it's a big 2 points for us. We'll just be the really good team, really balanced team. Good goalie, good defense, good forward, so good power play. And it's a big moment for us, important moment to build the chemistry and build the confidence in the locker room for the season. I'm fortunate to play with the great teammates, you know, to have a good coaches on my way. And good support, parents, you know, wife, family, everybody, and obviously God. So I thank him for this journey. And enjoy this moment, enjoy every moment in the hockey gear, and just have fun, one in every moment. Yeah, it's definitely special to see that, those emotions from the guys. But again, I thank them for the win, for the lots of wins that we have, and I'm just, it's a privilege to be part of this team. Yeah, it's, you know, the moments when you put the gear on and go out and play in the NHL, that's so special. It's not many people can go through that, and so I appreciate that and very, very value that. So I wanted to be at my best possible shape to take the best out of it, you know. So, and that's why. So it's all little pieces. I've been long enough in the hockey, in the professional sport, and so I got my preparation, and I'm still developing. I enjoy the game like a little kid.
Sergei Bobrovsky there after making history back on Thursday evening. Here's Matthew Tkachuk of the Panthers. He says the team can really rally around Sergei Bobrovsky's achievement.
We're celebrating him currently. He's the backbone of our team. What he's done, not many people have, and I don't know if anybody has as fast as he has. So what an incredible goalie, what an incredible competitor, and just an amazing guy and teammate. I'm so lucky to be able to play with him, so lucky to be able to learn from him, and just I couldn't be happier for him, because nobody deserves it more, nobody works harder. Yeah, just think that, you know, with the minutes he plays, with the games, it's no secret his age, like just like the way he treats, you know, his body and takes care of himself, and just such a true professional. Like, it's something that everybody can learn from, and I think we have.
Matthew Tkachuk there. Here's Panthers head coach Paul Maurice on Sergei Bobrovsky's 400th win and on the goaltending matchup we saw on Thursday night.
I don't mean any disrespect. His first 9 years in the league, he wasn't playing, you know, necessarily in front of very elite teams. He had to grind for those wins, so his numbers are hard-earned. A testament. I mean, that winning percentage is incredible. To do something that with so many of the great netminders this game has had. Really happy for him that he gets that recognition while he's at the peak of his game. And I know the players really enjoyed it after. Yeah, especially early, he had a lot that he had to be right on. And I think both goaltenders, there were some really good shooters tonight, and they made good saves. I don't know that teams necessarily missed their offense. They made saves.
And another thought from Panthers head coach Paul Maurice following Thursday night's victory on the big picture view of what that Thursday night win at Madison Square Garden meant for the Panthers.
We need to learn how to win without all our players in the lineup. It's a really important thing. And then it's not just a win. You need to be able to play the same game night after night. And that's kind of our quest here. We've had, you know, 4 or 5 really good nights where we played very well. I'll count this one as one of them. And then we need to be able to dial that in on a nightly basis. So if you get into a game and you got four or five forwards out of your lineup, you can still look good.
And with one more thought on the victory over the Rangers back on Thursday, here's Panthers veteran defenseman Dmitry Kulikov.
That was our mindset from the start of the game, that we were going to defend hard and capitalize on their mistakes. And I think we did all that. We got a big save from Bobby when we needed it. Penalty kill was good, and we capitalized on our chances. Obviously, yeah, you want to score a first goal and play with the lead, and we scored that quick into the game. I think it loosens you up a little bit, and allows you to play better. Make better decisions with the puck. So that was huge for us.
Dmitry Kulikov of the Panthers there following the 3-1 win over the New York Rangers at Madison Square Garden back on Thursday night. So now the Panthers turn the page to tonight's game. They'll meet the New York Islanders for the first time this season. First of three total matchups this season for the Panthers and the Islanders as the Panthers continue their road trip. They'll get things going on Long Island tonight. 7:30 is the puck drop. 7 o'clock, we're on the air with Panthers preview across the radio network. After tonight, Panthers hit the road for Buffalo. They'll play the Sabres coming up on Monday night at 7 o'clock in an Atlantic Division battle. Then it's off to Finland for a couple of games against the Dallas Stars, 2 o'clock Eastern on Friday, and then noon Eastern on Saturday. A week from today, the Panthers will be back home to take on the Nashville Predators on November 7th at 7. That's a Thursday night. FloridaPanthers.com, SeatGeek.com, 954-835-PUCK to get your tickets. And the Panthers will host their annual non-perishable food drive pregame on November 7th in partnership with Harvest Drive to help families in need this Thanksgiving. Fans are encouraged to drop off non-perishable items at the Publix Plaza pregame from 5 to 7 p.m. For more information, go to FloridaPanthers.com/drives. And Panthers fans, take the next step in becoming the ultimate Panthers fan by joining the Panthers Kids Club. Kids 14 and under can become members for free and receive exclusive benefits, including free entries into monthly raffles, special offers, and more. Upgrade to an all-star membership to also receive a Panthers merch pack, 2 complimentary tickets to a select home game, and other additional benefits. Go to FloridaPanthers.com/kidsclub to sign up today. Well, as we cruise along here on Panthers Insider, Jameson Olive stops by next segment, and then later on, we'll look back at the Panthers' visit to West Point from yesterday, and we'll look ahead to the trip to Finland coming up in about a week's time. That's what lies ahead here on Panthers Insider. Keep it locked right here. Jameson Olive stops by next. I'm Doug Plagans. This is Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network, presented by Baptist Health. Hey, everybody, welcome back here on the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans, Jameson Olive from FloridaPanthers.com here with you as we get set for game 2 of this Panthers string of away games. And I call it a string of away games because the Panthers are the home team for one of the games in Finland coming up next week. But the Panthers away from home up until the 7th of November. That'll be the next Panthers home game, by the way. FloridaPanthers.com, SeatGeek.com, 954-835-PUCK. Get your tickets. Panthers will be home against the Nashville Predators to kick off a homestand that night. So you can, again, find all the info. FloridaPanthers.com, a great place to start. Doug Plagans here with you, as always, on a Saturday morning, joined by Jameson Olive from FloridaPanthers.com. Who stops by so often with us. And, well, Jameson, the Panthers started off this road trip back on Thursday night with a nice win against the New York Rangers. And it's a Panthers team that's still playing without some regular contributors. But first, just looking at the game Thursday night, it was one the Panthers, I don't want to say had to have, but they wanted that one because I know they weren't crazy about how Tuesday night's game against Minnesota went. You had to like the way that the Panthers responded in a hostile environment against another contender and got that win on Thursday.
Yeah, two completely different looking teams, and that's just hockey. There really is no explanation. The Panthers can't just come out and say, oh, we weren't trying last game, we tried this game, or everything went wrong last game, everything went right this game. So sometimes that's just the way it goes. And for the Panthers, I think the most encouraging thing is kind of like you said, that they were playing a contender there. The Rangers hadn't lost in regulation yet this season. They're coming off winning the President's Trophy last year. They're a really, really, really good team. You look at some of their other wins this season. They beat the Bruins twice. They beat Vegas. And now they beat the Rangers. So early in the season, they've had a couple maybe head-scratching losses, but they've also had a lot of signature wins. So given the fact fact they haven't had Barkov pretty much all season, haven't had Kachuk for a lot of the season, other injuries in there as well. Tomasz Nosek hasn't played a game yet, and he's going to be a big part of the penalty kill in the fourth line. Given what they've already gone through adversity-wise, you got to like this start for the Cats. And like you said, just a huge win against the Rangers, a game where I think it was so important to get those two goals early to really get to Shesterkin, who came into this game red hot, and to kind of take the air out of the building a little bit, because this is another game where the opponent definitely remembered last year, definitely remembered the Panthers knocked them out of the playoffs, and we're hoping to kind of give them a return gut punch, and it just never came. So for the Panthers, another great winning. It's a tough opponent, and just another reason to be just encouraged by this start to the season for them.
Matt, back on Thursday night, Panthers, a win over the New York Rangers by a 3-1 final score, and there's a lot to unpack from that one. The Panthers will head into game two of the road trip tonight against the New York Islanders. It's going to be a 7:30 start, 7 o'clock Panthers preview across the radio network and on the Panthers app as well. Hit that radio button top right corner. You'll get our broadcast each and every game. That takes all the guesswork out of it as far as finding the Panthers on the radio side of things. But Jameson, again, looking back to the game on Thursday night against the Rangers, fitting that in that one, goals were scored by Anton Lundell and Sam Bennett with the goal-scoring paces that they've been on to start the season with some key guys out. This Panthers group as a whole has really banded together to pick up some nice wins, as you talked about. But those two guys in particular seem to have really found an offensive groove early in the season.
And you have to throw Sam Reinhart's name into that mix as well. He's been leading the offense, especially with the two big guns of Barkov and Kachuk out for a large portion here. So, but for Lundell and Bennett, you know, it's kind of funny because Lundell kind of feels like he's really kind of taken that next step. He's 23 years old. He's finding that next gear. He's becoming the player that maybe we always thought he would be ceiling-wise, but also we still don't know where his ceiling is. He's gotten better every year to the point where, you know, this is the best Anton Lundell's ever looked, but what's he going to look like 2 weeks from now, 2 years from now? We don't know yet. And that's a really exciting thing for the Florida Panthers, especially given the fact he is locked up already to a long-term contract, which is great. Great bit of business there by Bill Zito and team. But and then you look at Sam Bennett, a guy that's, you know, been around the block. He's a veteran guy. He's had hot starts, cold starts. He's seen it all, done it all, but he's always typically, at least during his time with the Panthers, been the same guy. Whether the puck's going in or not, he's still giving you all the intangibles. He's a leader. He's giving you the physicality, the hits, you know, winning faceoffs, just making things happen out there. So for him to still be doing that, but also now getting these goals, I mean, goals in three straight games is huge. To see that happen is just honestly a bonus for the Florida Panthers. To me, that's not even why Sam Bennett is so valuable. It's not the goals. It's not the points. It's everything else. So if you can, you know, add goals and points on top of that, that's just a bonus and it's great. So, you know, big guys for the Panthers, big pieces, and two leaders too. And Benny's always been a leader, but Lundell now is a guy that even at 23, like I said before, is a guy I think you look at as maybe one of those young up-and-coming leaders in the room.
Jameson, all of FloridaPanthers.com here with us, and Sam Bennett scoring those goals. You mentioned him too, and scoring goals that all seem to look different. Every Sam Bennett goal seems to have a different look to it. It was a deflection goal last time out, a big one in a close game against the Rangers back on Thursday night. Last thought on the game Thursday night against the Rangers, Sergei Bobrovsky hit the milestone there, 400 wins, only the 14th goalie in league history to do it, and the fastest goalie in league history to get to 400 games. Did it with the previous fastest guy to get to 400 wins in attendance. Henrik Lundqvist was in the building at Madison Square Garden the other night as the Panthers beat the Rangers. But just another key item on a Hall of Fame resume for Sergei Bobrovsky. And knowing the way that this Panthers group rallies around big achievements and big accomplishments, I'd imagine that's something that the whole team was able to really feel good about back on Thursday night.
Yeah, right after it happened, the Panthers put out the post-game kind of celebration video from inside the room. And like you said, all the guys were so happy for Bob. They had the Bobby chance going. And you can see he's the most humble guy in the room. Maybe even Barkov can have a humble contest, but it's because both those guys hate talking about themselves and their achievements. But to see them kind of just feel the warmth and the embrace from their teammates is so cool. And Bob, you know, he's had his ups and downs here. You know, when he came here initially, it wasn't working. And then, you know, things clicked. And then you go back to the playoffs these last 2 years, and he's just a massive part of this team becoming champions. You know, it's kind of when Bob became Bob, honestly, these last couple of years. Don't get me wrong. Early on in his career, when he was, you know, lighting up for Philly, winning those Vezina trophies, you know, with Columbus, he was a great goaltender. He had a great reputation. but I feel like he's kind of only entered that folk hero status here now with the Florida Panthers, and that's what a Stanley Cup does for you. So, like you said, he's already in the Hall of Fame. He's already locked in. He could retire tomorrow and get it done, but he's not. He's got, you know, hockey left in him, and, you know, he said as much. He said he's still getting better every day, still working hard every day. And, you know, I just like covering him. I like being around him. He's an interesting guy, as you can attest to as well. And his work ethic really is insane. You know, he's, you know, on the other side of 30 now, or 35 now, getting up there in age, getting close to 40. But, you know, we'll be leaving a practice and he'll be lifting weights after being on the ice for, you know, an hour longer than everybody else. And there's times when I know you and I, the moment we get to a hotel on the road, if we go to the gym, Bob's usually already there. He beats us there. Like, Bob lives in the gym. He lives to work and work out. His routine is so meticulous. I don't think he takes days off. I don't think he has cheat foods. I don't think he really does anything outside of his routine ever, which is so impressive. And I know, you know, I asked Matthew Tkachuk about it after the game in New York where he got that 400th win, and he said he really is one of those guys that just sets the standard. You can't, you know, work, you know, you can't take a day off. You can't work less when you see how hard Bob's working. So, yeah, just a really unique player. I think one of the most unique in the NHL right now, and a guy that's already made his mark in, you know, NHL history. And I think one day, you and I have talked about it before, probably going to see 72 up in the rafters for the Panthers down the line.
Yeah, he's been outstanding, and he had to be good at times in that Rangers game. And it ended up being a pretty nice goaltender's duel. And that game on Thursday, Sergei Bobrovsky, his 400th win. And Sergei Bobrovsky was the better goalie in the first 5 minutes. And it all adds up over the course of the game. The Panthers were the team with the better start. They ended up being the team that got the 2 points back on Thursday night. Shifting gears, two quick ones before we let you get out of here. Jameson Olive, FloridaPanthers.com, kind enough to stop by. Panthers heading into game two of the road trip tonight, taking on the New York Islanders. And if the Panthers are going to keep things rolling along tonight, what'd you like the most out of that win back on Thursday that you'd like to see carried on to Long Island tonight? It's on Long Island, not in Long Island. Jameson, what are they going to take on Long Island this evening?
You know, some simple things. All four lines were going against the Rangers. Got to get that going again. Got to, you know, bring that to that game on Long Island, because that's when the Panthers are at their best, when the other team can't take a break. There's not one line they're waiting to hop over the boards to say, okay, this is our matchup line. We're going to get these guys now, because obviously Panthers don't have last change on the road. So they did a great job of that against the Rangers. And also, you know, the unsung hero of the Panthers this year might be their penalty kill. It went 4-for-4 against the Rangers, who had, you know, a top 5 or 6 power play entering the game. It's already one of the top penalty kills in the league at this point in the season. And it was, you know, if you talk to Paul Maurice, he'll tell you it's one of the biggest parts of that Stanley Cup run last year, and their biggest improvement from the year before. The year they lost to Vegas in those playoffs, their penalty kill was around like 70%. It wasn't good. It's amazing they made it as far as they did with a penalty kill like that. And then you go back to last year when they won the Cup, and it was elite. It was an elite penalty kill. And even though you lose Kevin Stenlin, their top penalty killer, they're just as good this year on the PK. So keep bringing that out. Bring that to the next game. You know, and like I said, there really isn't one guy that you need to point to and say, this guy's got to have a good game on Long Island, because the Panthers are a team. It's a team effort. If one guy's not feeling it, another guy picks it up. So as long as, you know, the flow is there and all four lines are going, they'll be fine, because the Islanders aren't a good team this year. I don't have them personally as a playoff team. Going to Buffalo after that, I don't think Buffalo is a playoff team this year as well, despite the young talent they have. So you got the toughest win already. You beat the Rangers, a juggernaut in the NHL. You got to now take care of business against the Islanders and the Sabres. So you also can't overlook the Islanders. That's a key for this game tonight.
Yeah, I think if you're looking at these next two opponents, to me, the Sabres are the sneakier team because of the talent you mentioned, and because of that talent, there's offensive upside night to night, and if you're not careful, they can catch you. And that's why I think the Sabres, the sneakier of the two teams coming up. The Panthers, though, the next time we hit the air for Panthers Insider, the Panthers are going to be overseas in Finland again. And the next time we talk to you on Panthers Insider, there's going to be a game that will have already been played over in Finland. The Panthers are playing Friday and Saturday, this coming Friday, and then a week from today on Saturday over in Finland against the Dallas Stars. Now, the Stars are a contender in the eyes of pretty much everybody around the hockey world. But, Jameson, just for yourself,
in terms of the guys that you've talked to, specifically the Finnish players who are going to get a chance to play back home. What are you looking forward to most? What are you looking forward to seeing the most? And what are you most excited about as the Panthers get ready to go back to Finland and you get ready to go back to Finland for a second time? I know I'm excited. What are you looking forward to?
Yeah, this is our grand return. We got to go back to the same sauna we went to. We got to hit up some of the same restaurants. But it's going to be great to go to Tampere as well, Barkov's hometown. We'll spend a little bit of time in Helsinki, but then we're going to go see where Barkie was born and raised, and that's where the games will be played at Nokia Arena. So that's going to be great. But to me, the coolest part is last time we went, it was just Barkie and Patrick Laine. And this time around, both teams are just loaded with really important, talented Finns. Finns that are going to play on the national team at the Four Nations and at the Olympics here in a couple years. So there's so many more guys to kind of showcase this time, which is going to be great. But, you know, we talk about the Finns, but, you know, I did a little digging after morning skate in New York, and I was like, you know what? Sweden's right there. Maybe some Swedes are also hitting over. So I talked to the Boqvist. I talked to Gustav Forsling. They've got some friends coming over. They're hopping the ferry. They're taking flights. They're going to go check out the game as well, because even though it's technically in another country, it's a lot easier for them to get to Finland than it is to fly to North America to South Florida to see their friends and family play. So it's a big thing for all the guys over there, and for, you know, the North Americans, for the Canadians, the Americans. It's going to be great for them to get over to Finland. You know, for a lot of the guys, it's going to be the first time they're going. And, you know, Finns talk. You know, Lusti, Mikkola, Barkov, Lundy, they talk about their hometowns. They talk about Finland. They say how great these things are. So, you know, for those guys to hear that locker room talk and now get to go see it firsthand, it's going to be great. So I'm just excited. You and I, like I said, you and I have been there before. Hockey's massive over there. Barkov's massive over there. And I'm just excited to get back, you know, in that again. Even though it's only for a couple days, it's going to be great.
It's going to be a lot of fun. He's Jameson Olive from FloridaPanthers.com, and he'll have lots coming your way at FloridaPanthers.com as far as the Panthers being over in Finland. So keep on checking there, and you can look forward to lots of fun as the Panthers go to Finland and have a couple of big games against the Dallas Stars later in the week and a week from today. So talking about all things Panthers here as the road trip continues. Panthers coming off a nice win. As always, Jameson Olive, FloridaPanthers.com. You can find him on Twitter at Jameson Coop. Jameson, we thank you very much for your time. Thanks again for stopping by.
Thanks, Doug.
That is Jameson Olive, FloridaPanthers.com. Kind enough to stop by with us. The road trip lines up like this. Panthers will be on Long Island tonight, 7:30 against the Islanders, 7 o'clock. We get you started with Panthers preview on the radio network. Panthers will be in Buffalo, 7 o'clock on Monday, and then it's off to Finland. The Panthers will play in Finland Friday, 2 o'clock Eastern, Saturday, noon Eastern against the Dallas Stars, and then back home. The next Panthers home game will be the 7th of November. That's a Thursday night at Amerant Bank Arena against the Nashville Predators. FloridaPanthers.com, SeatGeek.com, 954-835-POC, where to get your tickets for that game and all the upcoming Panthers action at Amerant Bank Arena. Again, big thanks to Jameson Olive from FloridaPanthers.com, the Territory Talk podcast, for stopping by. We'll be catching up with Jameson coming up in the second intermission of tonight's Panthers-Islanders game on Long Island as the Panthers continue their current road trip. Coming up next, one more segment to go here on Panthers Insider this morning. Coming up on the other side of the break, we look back at the Panthers and the Stanley Cup's visit to West Point yesterday, and the Panthers heading to Finland later this week. Hear what a couple of the Panthers' Finnish stars have to say as far as how excited they are to get back home and play a couple of NHL games. That's coming up next segment. Panthers Insider Show rolls on straight ahead. This is Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network, presented by Baptist Health. Welcome back, Panthers Insider Show. One segment to go here this morning as we count it down to the Panthers and the New York Islanders. Game 2 of a 5-game trip for the Panthers. Tonight, 7:30 p.m., 7 o'clock, we're on the air with Panthers Preview. Panthers and the Islanders from Long Island. You don't want to miss it. Housekeeping note, if you're in Miami-Dade and Broward counties, you can catch us on 96.5 WPOW-FM HD2 this evening. But wherever you are, however you're tuned in, the Panthers app, it takes all the guesswork out of it. Hit that radio button, top right corner on the Panthers app on your mobile device, and you will be able to find our broadcast anywhere. Doug Plagan's back with you this morning. And again, one segment to go here on Panthers Insider. Big thanks to Jameson Olive for stopping by last segment from FloridaPanthers.com and the Territory Talk podcast. You'll hear him during the second intermission of tonight's game, as you always do as well. So we'll look forward to
to that. Panthers, of course, in Buffalo Monday night at 7 o'clock, and then it's off to Finland for a couple of games against the Dallas Stars Friday and Saturday. Check FloridaPanthers.com for all the information on the upcoming action. The Panthers are back home at 7 p.m. on Thursday, November 7th against Nashville. FloridaPanthers.com, SeatGeek.com, 954-835-PUCK to get your tickets. Speaking of the games coming up in Finland, the Panthers and the Stars in the Global Series, the Panthers going back to Finland. They were last overseas playing regular season games back in 2018, and they'll be making another trip back to Finland coming up later in the week. And of course, we'll have you covered across the Panthers radio network. But in referencing the Panthers going back to Finland, we'll hear from a couple of the Panthers' Finnish stars. We'll hear from Anton Lundell and Nico Mikkola coming up in just a few moments, as well as Panthers head coach Paul Maurice on what it'll mean to head overseas and play a couple of big games in Finland as part of the NHL's Global Series. But first, I want to get to something the Panthers did yesterday. The Panthers and the Stanley Cup visited the United States Military Academy at West Point. Now, Panthers owner Vincent Viola, President and CEO Matt Caldwell, Bryce Holweg, the COO, and VP of Programming and Development Keith Fine, all of whom are graduates of West Point. They took the Panthers around the beautiful facilities, met a lot of great people. Here's Panthers President and CEO Matt Caldwell talking about the experience of heading back to West Point.
Vinny and I, we got here this morning. We were driving in. We felt like cadets again. You know, this place is so special. So anytime you come back, you have this just nostalgic feeling. To have the Stanley Cup with us, with the whole hockey team, and the players are so excited. It's, you know, I keep thanking them. You know, they're in between games. It's an off day or starting the season. And, you know, their response to me has been, wow, we should be thanking you. This place is magical. So it makes us feel really good. The cadets were amazing. We had lunch with them just now. We did a panel. The future is bright because when you meet these kids at the academy, you feel good about the future of the United States.
You could tell when the Stanley Cup went into the mess hall how excited everybody got. What did it mean to see everybody's eyes light up and to be able to give back a little bit and have the Stanley Cup spend the day here?
Yeah. When I was a cadet at West Point, I've spent many breakfasts and lunches in that mess hall, and they call it the poop deck, which is, I don't know where it comes from, but it's just an observation deck over the whole mess hall. And I always see dignitaries and famous people. I know Elon Musk was here a few weeks ago, and I remember being a cadet being like, wow, it must be pretty cool to get up there. I've never been up there. And here we are, and I'm standing there with Vinny and Sasha Barkov and Aaron Ekblad and Matthew Tkachuk. And as soon as Sasha was gonna make a speech, but then he lifted the cup, and he didn't have to make any speech. The place just went nuts. And I said, Sasha, you don't have to say anything. I think the Stanley Cup by itself is so exciting for these cadets. And you just love the energy and the just the courage that a lot of these cadets have, coming up to you, looking in the eye. I just look back at myself. I guess I was that mature, you know, at 18, 19 years old. But it's a great place to be. We're so happy to be here today.
It is such a special place. What do you hope everybody takes away from the experience today? I know for me personally, my first time here.
Yeah, I hope everyone knows what feels the culture that's here, feels the soul of the place. And there's no reason why we can't recreate this. You know, for many years, we can make the Florida Panthers a great, you know, destination franchise and a place that, you know, anyone, when they come and play, they always have a good feeling, right? Even if it's a year or two or they spent a short time of their career with us, we should be a special place in the National Hockey League that everyone knows when you go there, you're going to be treated well, you're going to be pushed hard, you're going to be expected to work hard. But when you leave, you're going to be treated, you know, with respect. And I think that's, you know, any sports team can hopefully try to emulate, you know, this beautiful academy.
It was a special day. I caught up with Panthers star Matthew Tkachuk during the trip to West Point, and here's what he had to say in terms of his excitement about the day.
Well, I know we're all really enjoying it so far. It's been incredible. As an American, I have so much appreciation for the Army, for everybody in the military, but to come here and see it firsthand and just kind of see what they do on a daily basis here, like go through their day. It's been incredible. It's a beautiful day out here, and just really enjoying it so far, and I hope they're enjoying it as well. It's really cool to have lunch with the cadets. That's been a highlight for me so far. Just talking with them and asking them, you know, why they came here and what they've learned here so far, and, you know, what they're going to be doing in the future, you know, when they graduate. It's been really cool getting to know them, and Like I said, as an American especially, I have so much appreciation for him.
And I was going to ask, going off of that, is there anything maybe in talking to them that maybe you picked up, you learned, or that maybe opened your eyes to something being here today?
Yeah, I didn't know that, you know, once they graduate, it's 5 years anywhere, I guess, in the world, that they're going and they're becoming like leaders for, I think they said maybe 10 to 20 people there, you know, kind of thrust into that leadership role right away. So I think learning what they do here, it's really, they're just building character and they're building leaders here. A lot can correlate to hockey. It's not even in the same world being able to compare it, but talking with them about how they you know, are studying and training and how they look at it, it's something that we can take great, you know, we can learn a lot from and kind of try to bring it in our sport.
It was a great visit to West Point, and it was great to see the Stanley Cup there as well. And, well, the Panthers are going to be making a trip over to Finland later this week. As we shift gears, Panthers defenseman Nico Mikkola talks about heading over to Finland to play a couple of NHL games, what that's going to mean, and how much he looks forward to showing his teammates around.
Yeah, a lot of packing, obviously. Like, it's going to be a longer road trip for us, but it's going to be exciting playing in front of the friends and family, and I think that's the main thing, to Finnish people to see like NHL hockey, and it's going to be good, very good, two teams playing against each other's full, so it's going to be exciting. I don't think it's the, like, a sunniest time in Finland right now, but it's going to be still nice, like get them to, like, show them how is the Finnish food and obviously the Finnish saunas and all that stuff. Like, I think they're excited too.
Nico Mikkola there. Here's Panthers center Anton Lundell on going over to Finland to play.
I already get chills. Like, it's very special, you know. I don't think it could be any better timing to go back home to play. But I just remember last time Panthers played against Winnipeg Jets, I was the young guy in the stands, you know. I watched the first game of that global series, and just how much it gave me, I just can't imagine how much it's going to give every young boy and girl, even like the parents, you know, be able to watch the best league in the world coming to their city to play. So it's going to be fun. I got a lot of friends and family coming to the games, and they can't wait to get to see the games.
And here's Panthers head coach Paul Maurice on what it'll mean to play over in Finland, especially to young hockey fans.
My sense going over there, and this is also true of my experience in Russia for the year, and it's not arrogance on our part, but in Canada, they're pretty sure hockey's their game, and in the States, it's grown so big, there's so many kids. You possibly could underestimate the passion for the sport until you get over there. And they love it. The Finns love the game every single bit as much as we love it in Canada and the States. And that's nice for everybody to see. For those young people then, and they get to watch TV, but it is a different thing, right, to be in the building when that happens. So I think it must be very, very inspiring for those kids.
Panthers head coach Paul Maurice there. Panthers in the midst of a road trip as they'll be at the New York Islanders tonight, at Buffalo on Monday night, and then off to Finland for those two games against the Stars Friday and Saturday. FloridaPanthers.com for all the information. The Panthers will play at home next at Amerant Bank Arena on Thursday, November 7th at 7 o'clock. FloridaPanthers.com, SeatGeek.com, 954-835-PUCK to get your tickets. We'll talk to you next tonight, 7 o'clock. We're on the air with Panthers preview, 7:30, the puck drops, the Panthers and the New York Islanders as the Panthers continue their road trip. Game two of the trip, looking to make it back-to-back victories after that win over the Rangers a couple of nights ago. That takes us to the end of this edition of the Panthers Insider Show. Again, folks, the Panthers and the Islanders. Tonight, 7:30, you can catch it across the Panthers radio network, 96.5 FM, HD2, if you're tuned in Miami-Dade and Broward counties this evening. That's where you can find us. But the Panthers app, of course, makes it so easy to find us every single Panthers game. Hit that radio button up in the top right corner of the Panthers app, and you'll get our broadcast for all the action. That's it for this edition of the Panthers Insider Show. I'm Doug Plagans. You've been tuned into the Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network, presented by Baptist Health.